Chapter 34.
The assault pinnace Rude Awakening sat at the far end of the courtyard, hissing and popping as the heat of its fiery descent dissipated into the humid jungle air. Its hull was carbon scorched and dented, and several deep pits went down through the thick battle armor all the way to the orange circle of an emergency hull patch. The assault vessel had obviously been through a terrible battle, no doubt with ship, which Abeloth had sent back into space the instant she had debarked with her two prisoners. Ben could only hope that the ancient meditation sphere had suffered as much damage as the Awakening, because otherwise they would be an easy target when they tried to leave the planet.
"What's taking so long?"
Vistara asked. She was standing at Ben's side, one hand tight on his biceps and holding him steady.
"Can't your people see that you need medical attention?"
Ben glanced over. His vision was still a bit blurry, but with a purple bruise around her throat and a face covered in welts and cuts, she didn't look much better than he felt.
"We both need medical attention," Ben said. "You look like you stepped on a hut's tail."
"Thanks a lot,"
Vistara said.
"Next time I won't mess my hair saving you."
Ben cocked his brow.
"Didn't I save you?"
he asked.
"That's the way I remember it."
Vistara filled her voice with mock concern.
"Poor Ben. You must have hit your head harder than I thought."
Pulling him along by the arm, she started across the courtyard.
"We need to get you into a med bay. Now."
They had covered about half the distance when a dark rectangle separated from the pinnace's battered hull and began to descend, slowly folding out into a boarding ramp. A slender female figure appeared in the opening at the top. Her brown hair was pulled into a tight bun. Her eyes were sunken with exhaustion, and she had furrow lines as deep as canyons in her brow. So it took Ben a moment to even recognize her as his cousin, Jaina Solo. She was dressed in a combat vac suit and holding her deactivated lightsaber in one hand. And the entire front panel of her suit was smeared in red, frothy blood.
"Jaina!"
Ben rushed forward, weaving slightly as he pulled Vistara along.
"Are you okay?"
"I'm fine."
Jaina's gaze shifted toward Vistara, and her entire body grew tense and alert.
"How about you, Ben?" "Ben took a blow to the head,"
Vistara said, steadying Ben as he stumbled.
"He's lost a lot of blood and is having a few balance problems."
Jaina's eyes returned to Ben, and this time there was as much concern in them as wariness.
"You'd better come aboard then."
Ben and Vistara crossed the last few steps to the pinnace, then Jaina raised a palm to stop Vistara from stepping onto the boarding ramp.
"Just Ben for now," she said. "Please."
The force grew cool and still with the tension between the two women, and Ben and Vistara stopped at the base of the ramp. Ben frowned and looked from Vistara to Jaina, trying to figure out why the pair had suddenly grown so wary of each other. Then Vistara lowered the hand she had been using to support him, creating a chain of eddies in the dark aura that continued to cling to her, and he understood. He took Vistara's hand and started to pull her up the boarding ramp with him.
"You don't need to worry about that dark stuff, Jaina," Ben said. "It's just an after effect."
Jaina moved the hand holding her lightsaber to the waist-high ready position.
"Of what, exactly?" "I was standing too close to the font when I used the Force,"
Vistara explained.
"I knew it would taint me, but we needed its power. It was the only way to kill Abeloth."
"But the taint will fade,"
Ben said.
"It's already faded a lot."
"I'm glad to hear it."
Jaina did not take her eyes off Vistara.
"But it's actually your father I'm thinking of, Ben."
"Dad?"
Ben started up the ramp, so shocked that he was still holding Vistara's hand.
"What happened?"
"I don't really know,"
Jaina said, placing herself squarely in the center of the boarding hatch.
"It happened beyond shadows."
Ben's heart sank.
"That's bad,"
he said. Physical injuries could usually be repaired in any decent med center, but beyond shadows was the realm of the spirit. No amount of surgery or back-to-immersion was going to heal a wound suffered there.
"Is he awake?"
"Not yet."
Jaina switched her gaze to Vistara, then said,
"I've got some repairs to make and my sensors are gone, so I need you to keep watch." ship could be around somewhere.